to give credit for the title to Tom, who took it from a really hot group in Minneapolis of about 20 women from all over the city who do other musical groups. And they're really great. And I thought it was a great suggestion, so we have the title of our concert tonight, thanks to Tom. We tried to put together a whole variety of things. You're going to have a mixture of live music from folks that you know and love, and some you've heard before, some you haven't. We also tried to put together a mixture of historical songs, social justice songs, songs that are just plain fun, songs from different eras. We're going to take you through different periods of history, and just sit back and enjoy it. And if you want to move chairs, you want to get comfortable or move around, that's fine too. Just don't move during the songs. The order is right here, and those of you who contributed songs for us, either in tape or who are going to come up and perform for us, if you could give a brief introduction, very brief, just about why this song is important to you, maybe a little bit about what it says, or anything that you think is significant that we should know. Okay? Great. We're going to start off with a song that's one that I picked, called Sister Suffragette. It's from Mary Poppins. And as soon as Nadine talked to me about doing this a long time ago, it didn't really take the shape that we originally had intended, but this is really fun. I thought of this song immediately, because I sort of think of this as my introduction to women's history. And after I saw Mary Poppins for the first time when I was about 6, I would run around the house with toilet paper across my breast, like the suffragette banners that they were, singing the song at the top of my lungs. And so this was my introduction to the idea that women didn't always have the vote. And it's for those of you for whom it's been a long time since you've seen Mary Poppins, or maybe some of you have never seen it. This is the very beginning of Mary Poppins, and Mrs. Banks gets all caught up in the suffragette movement and marches around the house with the maids. It's a great song. So due to technical difficulties, we're going to be singing this from the piano. So.
My strong right arm built the ship, And what was that all for? In 1941, the war had just begun. Jim was so young, but soon was off to hold a gun. I was 19, our child was only 3, when the paper said the shipyards needed me. I moved to Bremerton in 1942. I learned to weld. I was the best one on our crew. The work was hard. The heat would burn my lungs all day. But when the paycheck came, we girls would feel okay. In 1943, in August, 8 a.m., I'd not been sleeping well. My mind was filled with Jim. There was a knock. A man in uniform stood there. He said my Jim was dead. I hadn't seen him in 2 years. In 1945, the war came to an end. And on that very day, the big boss, he came in. He smiled and said, my girls, the boys are coming home. You've earned a rest, go home. Your work here now is done. Picked up a scrap of metal, and I carved my name full bore, so my child would know I was a welder in the war. No place to go, I was a widow with a child, so I waitressed and I cooked, and I married in a bar. Sometimes I see that scrap with my name carved in so deep, and I recall the day the boss told me to leave, how I felt like some old rag they tossed aside as useless as my patriotic pride. My strong right arm built the ship that sailed to war. My strong right arm built the ship, and what was that all for?
That was a Linda Allen song. It was that particular recording was from a live recording that was done here, and I had never heard of Linda Allen before I came here, and I really appreciated her.
She particularly has taken seriously the idea of singing about women's history, and as well as a bunch of other things.
I, along with that vein. Similar, well, a little earlier era, is a song that I like to sing for you called Bread and Roses. And those of you who know Jennifer Lee, she did a wonderful version of this on the tape that's in the tape library. And Jennifer and I actually sang this together at a couple of peace rallies. You know, we were at Sing Off together. And it's taken from, it's inspired by a banner that was carried by women in 1912. As they walked out of a textile mills, it was a textile mills protest, and was also one of the events that we talk about as being what has spurred on International Women's Day. So I'd like to sing this for you.
As we go marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand millards gray, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, marching, we battle too for men. For men can ne'er be free until our slavery's at an end. Our lives shall not be sweated from birth until life closes. Hearts starve as well as bodies. Give us bread, but give us roses. As we go marching, marching, unnumbered women dead, go crying through our singing, they're rich and call for bread. Small heart and love and beauty, their drudging spirits knew. Yes, it is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. As we go marching, marching, we bring the greater days. The rising of the women means the rising of the race. No more the drudge and idler tend the toil where one reposes, but a sharing of life's glories. Bread and roses, bread and roses.
Was a mystic and a writer in the 1100s, 1179 is when she was born. Let's see what else can I tell you. Here it says, we may boldly claim Hildegard as the first Christian thinker to deal seriously and positively with the feminine as such, not merely with the challenges posed by and for women in a male-dominated world, but she formulated her thoughts within the traditional framework of Christian symbolics, a reflection on the great feminine paradigms of Eve, Mary, and Ecclesia, or Mother Church. She spoke to all classes and walks of life, exhorting them to reform and to heed the prophecies and divine warnings entrusted to her. During her last year, she was so ill that she had to be carried from place to place and was unable to stand upright. Nevertheless, she remained available to all who sought her, discussing perplexing questions, encouraging and exhorting her nuns, admonishing sinners, and writing continuously. Anyway, that's about all.
I am the rays of the rising sun, snow on the mountains of the moon, the far-flung canopy of stars, the shadows of late afternoon. I am the wisdom of the sage. I am the refuge of all who weep. I am the mother of all who live. I am the promises I keep. I am the one who sits with sorrow. I am the one who feels your pain. I am the hope of your tomorrow. I am the one who will remain. You spoke a word and stirred a silence.
Minus Marie.
The Tonettes would like you to join them in singing their Lenten version in respect. Michael, row your boat ashore.
Ha ha ha! Armando and Puente forming a bridge. And it's a tape that is has, and particularly this song that has come to mean a lot to me since I've been in Nicaragua. And the song really sings about the struggle and the courage of the women in the Sandinista revolution and in that continuing process in their country. I haven't been able to figure out the whole translation, so I'll just give you an idea of the first verse in the chorus. Sandinista woman, tireless worker, in the country and in the city, you are present in every movement that builds, in every movement of the great machinery that reconstructs your country, demonstrating in each movement that you are capable of doing and being whatever you want to be. Oh, what pain and joy, the birth of this new day. We are sisters forming a bridge of solidarity between the people. Sandinista woman, you are the flower of iron.
Somos hermanas formando puentes. 내 봄 바라듯이로 이제 나라 꿈에서 나는 여행 봉구리아 두장 바라들 대대 땡따레 모두 영계 파리 땡봉감들이
Chile, or in Chile, and it's about the junta government in Chile that was helped into power by the CIA, and about the people who disappeared, and in this case, the names of women who disappeared in Chile are given, and the only line that's in Spanish is, Hay una mujer desaparecida, there is a woman who's desperate.
Hay una mujer desaparecida, hay una mujer desaparecida. En Chile, en Chile, en Chile. And the junta knows, and the junta knows where she is. And the junta knows where she is hiding and dying. Hay una mujer desaparecida. Hay una mujer desaparecida. En Chile, en Chile, en Chile. Michelle Peña Herrera, María Rosa, Minia Bravo, Cecilia Castro Salvadores, Laida Emilia Armata. Hay una mujer desaparecida, hay una mujer desaparecida en Chile. En Chile, en Chile. And the junta knows, and the junta knows where she is, and the junta knows where she is, hiding and dying. Hay una mujer desaparecida, hay una mujer desaparecida en Chile. En Chile, en Chile.
The next two songs are songs by Sweet Honey and the Rock, which has been a really important for me. And May Francis is a song written by the originator, the leader of the group. And it's about a woman who has been real important to her. And Fannie Lou Hamer is one who was real important in the civil rights movement. And they'll give a little history about her.
Where do I go when there's no one to turn to? Feel all alone, wondering why I am. Where do I go when I need forgiveness?
Fannie Lou Hamer was a black woman who lived, struggled, and died in the state of Mississippi. During the civil rights movement of the 1960s, she became a symbol of the strength and power of resistance as thousands of blacks filled the streets, fighting against racism that had crippled their lives for centuries. We call her name today in the tradition of African libation. By pouring libation, we honor those who provide the ground we stand on. We acknowledge that we are here today because of something someone did before we came.
Thank you. Harriet Tubman, as many of you know, was a slave that learned the roots of escape as best she could from the south up to the north, and became the most well-known quote engineer of the Underground Railroad back in the time of slavery. And the song about her is put in the form of a dream. And Walter Robinson, who wrote the song, starts out, "One night I dreamed I was in slavery." So putting himself back into what it must have been like, and to have had an experience with Harriet Tubman coming in and helping him as well as other slaves and escape to freedom. The way we're going to do it is that we're going to sing the chorus first. Jeannie and Nadine will sing the chorus, and then they'll invite you to join them in the chorus, and then they'll go back to the verses. So, and then we'll all sing the chorus. So let me...
Come on up, I got a lifeline. Come on up to this train of mine. Come on up, I got a lifeline. Come on up to this train of mine. She said her name was Harriet Tubman, and she drove for the Underground Railroad.
Please join everybody.
Come on. Come on up, I got a lifeline. Come on.
As you just heard, there's nothing much more beautiful than a woman in song, maybe a woman in love, a woman pregnant, but a woman in song is a beautiful thing. Both the quality of her voice and the emotion she expresses for herself and for the rest of us, I think it is. Songs sung by women have raised me to the heights and lowered me to the depths. I think it's a fantastic thing. And an example of that tonight is Sarah Vaughan, a contemporary of mine, maybe a couple of years older, jazz singer. First heard her back in the late 40s. And she sings upbeat tune tonight, Just Friends.
Our three sets featuring the music of Sarah Vaughan.
I take it off the way.
Elizabeth Leonard, and this is a song about kind of a daughter singing about the struggles between her and her mother trying to come to terms or hiding from the facts of her daughter's life. As Mama's gone fishing for the facts in my life.
My mama's gone fishing. She wants to know what's going on in my life. We used to be close. She used to say she could look into my eyes, tell if I was telling the truth or telling lies. But now I live 3,000 miles away. She can't look in my eyes every day. It makes me crazy. My mama's gone fishing for the facts of my life. She keeps on hoping she'll see the day when I'll be somebody's wife. She's mighty worried about women's lib. Says it caused some women to flip and made them get radical against their will. She's afraid of the side effects of the feminist pill. For my mama's gone fishing. She wants to know if that woman I took on vacation is the same one who took me to the show. Is she the one whose name came up on the phone? The one I mentioned in my latest note? And haven't I met any nice men lately? What happened to that wonderful guy I was dating? She didn't like him back then. It's a strange game we play. Sometimes I like to nibble on the bait and then swim away. What would she do if she heard the words she's waiting for? Would she scream and slam the closet door? Unhook my words and toss them back in the water? How could such a thing be true of her daughter? I want to hear her say, honey, I'm happy for you. I'm glad you found someone who means something to you. Bring her home to Christmas, we'll have fun. She must be special, she must be the one. But my mama's gone fishing. She wants straight information. But for now I'll keep swimming. But she's getting impatient.
Well, this next song came about as Nadine and I were talking about songs we could play for this concert, and she said, do you have Janiceans at 17? And I happen to have it. And it was interesting because it always has an impact on me. It's a song about what it's like to for some women to grow up with the pressures and the stigmas of society at 17, and I really can't sing anymore. Listen to the words on this song. It really, it kind of hits hard sometimes. Thank you.
And when they arrive, They say they can interfere with domestic affairs between a man and his wife. And as they walk out the door, the tears well up in her eyes. Last night I heard the screaming, then a silence that chilled my soul. Prayed that I was dreaming when I saw the ambulance in the road. And the policeman said, I'm here to keep the peace. Will the crowd disperse? I think we all could use some speech. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late, if they come at all.
A song that was written, that I wrote 2 years ago in Rapid City, South Dakota. I was sitting in a restaurant called 620 Main. And for some reason, the thought about the experiences of several women friends of mine that I knew who had been abused sexually, physically, mentally, my thoughts started drifting towards them, and I found myself writing a song that all the words came all at once, and so did the melody. So this is the song that I dedicate to the two Susans in my life that have the courage to speak out the truth and who can help me also in my journey of my own darkness in my life. It in the morning papers, you won't see it on the 6 o'clock news. Something came down here late last night, and only one did choose. Shadows entwined in a darkened room, muffled voices without names. Silent screams from a helpless heart, down at 420 Main. 420 Main, I never knew your name, but that look in your eyes gave it away. 420 Main. Somewhere laughter and glee, Christmas lights, candles burning bright, children gather round the tree. God help the child of the city, God help the child in us all. Help the ones who can't help themselves, hear them when they call.
But I ache for her inside.
morning cup of coffee with morning spelled M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G is by Nancy Rebecca, who was the high school teacher up here for 5 years. And she wrote this song after she had spent time on a work brigade picking coffee in Nicaragua. And the song, I think, kind of came out of the turmoil of being in Nicaragua in the mid-50s and being there picking coffee because the Contra War was taking the men of the country, the men, mostly the men, I guess, away from doing that and just feeling that whole third world experience. And then at the same time she was there was when the space shuttle flew up with the people in it. And she was a teacher who had applied to do that. So she was feeling that turmoil as well. So that's the context that this song came out of.
Thank you.
learned this song in the fall from Chris, who was here for the Women's Spirituality Retreat and was the actor who did the play for the retreat. And all I know about it is that it was written by an Appalachian woman. It's a traditional tune, and it's about death. And I think it's a wonderful song about being related to the earth and about death as returning to Mother Earth. Take me back, O hills I love. Lift me from this lowly bed. Light my way with stars above. Curl soft breeze around my head. Bathe my feet in crystal streams. Cradle my arms in boughs of oak. Breathe the breath of pineful dreams. Wrap me tight in earth and cloak. Take me back, O hills I love. Lift me from this lowly bed. Light my way with stars above. Curl soft breeze around my head. Bathe my feet in crystal streams. Cradle my arms in boughs of oak. Breathe the breath of pineful dreams. Wrap me tight in earth and cloak.
You can't play in those captain's chairs. This is the comic relief. This is a hero of mine, Grace Darling of England, the daughter of a chicken-hearted lighthouse keeper. And there's a great big storm one day, and this lighthouse keeper's daughter pointed out to him the fact that there was a shipwreck offshore and that maybe they ought to go save him. Her dad said, no way, but she sucked it up and went out and saved the crew. So anyway, this is a song about that. It was on the Longstone Lighthouse, there dwelt an English maid, pure as the air around her, of danger not afraid. Some of you might recognize this. The morning, just at daybreak, a storm-tossed wreck she spied, and though to try seemed madness, I will save the crew, she cried. She pulled away on the rolling sea, over the waters blue. Here's where you guys come in. You get to play the role of the shipwrecked crew. Sing help twice. Help!
Help! Help!
You could hear the cry of the shipwrecked crew. Very good. Grace had an English heart. She knew how to handle an oar again.
Help! Help!
Came the desperate yell. They were still offshore again.
Help! Help!
Came the desperate yell. They were still offshore. They to the rock were clinging, a crew of nine all told. Between them and the lighthouse, the sea like mountains rolled. Said Grace to her dear father, we'll launch the boat, cried she. Her father cried, 'tis madness to face that raging sea. She pulled away on the rolling sea, over the waters blue. Are you ready now?
Help! Help!
Hear the cry of the shipwrecked Grace. Had an English heart, and she knew how to handle a boat again.
Help! Help!
Came the desperate yell. They were still afloat.
Help! Help!
Came the desperate yell. They were still afloat. She bravely rode the billows, and reached the rock at length. She stayed. I always mess this up. She saved the storm-tossed sailors and reached in heaven alone her strength. Go tell the whole world over what English pluck can do, and sing of brave Grace Darling, who nobly saved the crew. She pulled away on the rolling sea, over the waters blue. Everybody,
help! Help!
You could hear the cry of the shipwrecked crew. Well, Grace had an English heart, and the dashing storm she braved. You ready now?
Help!
Help! Help!
Help!
All right, I think you're still drowning.
Help! Help!
She pulled away on that dashing spray, and the crew she saved. And that's an A, not an E. Anyway.
They go to slumber parties. So this is the Tonette's rendition of Five in the Bed.
Thank you.
song that Sally Rogers has sung. And it's actually titled Thanksgiving Eve, which I really can't figure out from the song, except that I think I remember that it's about living in a nuclear age and having a hard time looking ahead and an easier time looking back. So.
Spirit, dear. do you do for your living? Are you forgiving? Are you